one more question before the plane goes, Mr. Davidson.
All right, make it snappy.
What effect does the new law allowing G-men to carry guns have on your plan for the department?
The aim of the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been, will continue to be, protection of the United States from enemies, foreign and within, especially the public enemies within our borders. Every member of the department will now have a gun in his hand to back up the law, at the same time protect his own life. We intend to show the gangsters their game is up, and we won't stop until we've wiped out every yellow rat and the holes in which they hide.
Ready to take off, Mr. Davidson?
Coming. Excuse me, gentlemen, please.
Today's radio play, Right Guy, is based on a most interesting story taken from the pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast.
Having a good time, Mr. Davidson?
Oh, great, thanks, Mr. Hamilton. You certainly are throwing a nice party.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Nice of you to let me in on it.
Any friend of Justice O'Donnell is a friend of mine, and my home is open to it.
Well, thanks for the compliment. Yeah, you have a gorgeous mansion here, Mr. Hamilton.
Well, I've been pretty careful in the selection of my furnishings. Same as I am about my friends and acquaintances. Mm-hmm. And they're all genuine.
That's a Ming vase, isn't it?
Yes, a favorite of mine.
Oh, indeed.
I don't suppose you like to talk shop when you're on a vacation, Mr. Davidson.
No, hardly.
But I can't help bringing up the subject and telling you how much I admire your statement that appeared in the paper a day or so ago.
Oh, you like it, eh?
Very much. Good, straight-from-the-shoulder stuff.
Well, there are some people who won't like it.
The yellow rats you spoke of, eh?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure they're slinking back into their holes, trying to keep out of the way of your G-men.
Well, it won't do them any good, Hamilton. The department is out to get every one of them. Behind bars or under 6 feet of earth.
I'm glad I'm a Wall Street man and not a public enemy.
Excuse me, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes, Hawkins.
Some friends have arrived and wish to see you at the side door.
Oh, very well, Hawkins. Excuse me, Mr. Davidson.
Of course.
Make yourself right at home. I'll only be a minute or two.
That's quite all right, Mr. Hamilton.
Take your time. Everything okay?
Like a charm, boss.
Where's the victim?
They got the mark at the side door. The boys...
Watch it. There's too many on the Erie.
Yeah, okay, boss. I'm shut. I'll let the boys in.
Close that door first. All right, let him in.
Here he is, boss.
What have you done to him, Lefty? You didn't...
Don't get excited, boss. We only give him a headache.
What'd you do with the caddy?
Drove right into the hot car farm and left it to be doctored up. Changed air to this B.I.
Not the same Buick that he used in the First National job.
Used to be, but it's had its face lifted.
Good. You weren't followed. Nobody got suspicious.
Oh, how could they get hinky? When this guy stepped out of the hotel... Our finger man gave us the high sign. We got the drop on him, pulled him into the caddy, give him a headache, and here we are.
Nice going, Lefty. Bring him in here.
Take it easy. It was a slick job, boss, and we're in the clear. Boy, we ought to grab off $100,000 for this body snatching.
Now, let's get him into the quiet ward before we start figuring the return. In here, boys. Give me the crank, Hawkins. That's it.
I sure got to hand it to you, boss. Nobody could get Hinky to this crouch room in a million years.
It cost me plenty to have it built. Right, guys, come high, Lefty, but it's been worth it.
Why, no noise can even get upstairs. Your visitors can yell their heads off and not be heard.
Oh, we can blow their heads off and not be heard. Don't forget that.
I blow wise, boss. My tape is squeezed down.
Now, boys, take our friend down the steps. And take him easy. He's worth more alive until we get the ransom.
Leave him to us, boss.
There's all there. Say, boss, I think we've got to get rid of McGonagall.
Why?
I think he's turning copper-hearted. We had to hold a pencil over him to make him drive for us tonight.
Oh, the wrong guy, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you see that he gets lost.
Okay.
Pick up a new driver, the right guy this time.
Check.
Okay, boss. We got him put away. Turn the crank.
Now, remember, boys, in the ransom note, I'm to be named as a go-between. Okay. Then I'll collect the money and pay it over to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get back to my guest, especially Mr. Wiley Davis.
What? The head G-man?
That, too. Oh. The head G-man. I left him upstairs looking over the interior decorations. I'll let you boys in.
Primus, ain't you the cool one? Pulling a snatch right under the nose of Mr. Whiskers.
I couldn't have had a better out if I planned it myself. Well, come on, come along.
Yeah.
Now, you boys lie low. I'll take care of our friend down there.
Right.
Now, Hawkins, see that the boys have a drink before they go.
Okay, boy.
Sorry, we have to left leave you so long, Mr. Davidson.
Oh, that's quite all right. Your sister here has been entertaining you.
Well, I've been trying to.
I guess Laura can do that. She's the educated one in the family. Just come back from finishing school.
Yeah, so she tells me.
Excuse me, Mr. Hamilton. Mr. Davidson is wanted on the phone.
Oh, I took the liberty of leaving your number at my office.
Why, that's fine. Glad you did. Hawkins, you can plug the phone in there.
This way, Mr. Davidson.
Excuse me, Miss Hamilton.
Please. Certainly. Harold, you certainly have met a lot of people while I've been away.
Here you are, sir.
No, thanks. No. Hello? He has? When? Call in all the agents in this area. I'll be right there.
And I think you'll be surprised, Laura, when you see...
Excuse me, Hamilton.
Oh, no bad news, I hope, Davidson.
I'm afraid I'll have to say goodnight. J. Cornelius Vanderpyle has been kidnapped.
No.
Yes, we just got a flash.
How was it discovered, Davidson?
Well, a hood by the name of McGonagall was heard shooting off his mouth about a prospective snatch. 2 hours later, Vanderpyle was called out of his hotel, and he hasn't been seen since.
I'd like to see you find him, Mr. Davidson.
So would I.
We'll find him. You can bank on that.
Oh, you'd better go up to Pleasure Bay, sis. I'll join you as soon as I can.
Oh, you busy businessman. Honestly, Harold, why do you bother with business at all? You've got lots of money.
I know, but I spend lots, too. Now, you just stop fretting. Martin will drive you up to Pleasure Bay this afternoon. I ought to be able to clean things up and be up there on the weekend.
All right, dear. Tell me, couldn't you spare Martin this week?
Oh, getting interested in my handsome chauffeur, are you?
Well, he's pretty nice.
Yeah, he's a right guy, all right.
A right guy?
Slang for someone you can trust.
Oh.
He isn't the same kind of man McGonagall was.
I'm so glad you discharged him. What was it Mr. Davidson called him, a hood?
Yes, he was what they call a wrong guy.
Beg your pardon, sir. The car is ready.
Very well, Martin. Off you go, sis. Have a nice time. Be a good girl till I get there.
I will. Goodbye, Harold.
Goodbye, sis.
My bags are in the hall, Bill. Martin.
Very good, Miss Hamilton. The little devil.
Are you sure, Martin?
Yes, sir. Hamilton is mixed up in it, more than just being a go-between.
Well, how do you know? Those hoods coming to see him may be just fronting for the kidnappers.
I don't think so, sir. They seem to know each other too well for that. And Monday, he had me drive Laura up...
Huh?
I mean, Miss Hamilton.
Oh.
Up to Pleasure Bay. Something's going to happen at the mansion, and he doesn't want her around.
And tomorrow night's the deadline for the ransom.
Yes.
Where do you suppose the hideout is?
I haven't been able to find out, sir. I'd like to have a good look over that house after what I found today.
Yes, what did you find?
Well, I had to wait for orders this morning while Hamilton was called to the phone. I sat down in one of the armchairs near the door. As I put my hand on the upholstered arm, I felt a lump.
And you found?
An automatic, placed in a cleverly hidden pocket. Fixed so that it would be under Hamilton's right hand if he sat in that chair and someone told him to keep his hands on the outside of its arms.
Say.
With a thumb and finger, Hamilton could have that gun out and shooting.
Where's Hamilton now?
I don't know. Said he'd be back about midnight. I came straight here.
Martin, I thought you were crazy when you asked me to assign you to trail Hamilton. You seem to be on a hot trail. I'll drop over tonight at 9 o'clock. We'll take a look around.
Harkins nicely tied up in the pantry.
Oh.
The other servants are out.
Well, show me this trick armchair.
Here it is, right by the door.
Well, what do you know about that?
We'd better just remove the hidden toy, don't you think?
Right.
Now, let's have a look around. That's a beautiful vase over there, isn't it? You know, Hamilton was telling me that...
But he wasn't telling you. There's another gun in that vase.
Hey, what is he running, a fancy arsenal?
And I found a Tommy gun under that big divan near the window.
No.
They must intend to turn it into a fort if they get cornered.
I'll say. What's the layout of this place?
Well, sir, every time Hamilton's had visitors, he's taken them downstairs.
Yes, what's down there?
Nothing that I can see but a furnace, some coal, a few jars of preserves.
Oh, don't tell me Hamilton and his friends sneak down the cellar to go on a jam jag.
Hardly. But I'm blessed if I can see the attraction.
Well, let's go down and have a look together.
Right.
Two heads are better than one, they say.
This way, sir.
Nothing illegal looking here, is there?
Not that I saw.
Yeah, I guess we might turn that coal over, though.
Right.
Hey!
Huh?
Look here, sir.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, this crank hanging up on this nail.
Oh, probably some old-fashioned phonograph crank. It's just junk.
If we're over in that corner with the crank, I'd say so too, sir. But why is it all by itself? I'm carefully hung on a nail.
Hey, you may have struck something. Look sharply for the hole it fits. What happened? What's that noise?
Look out, sir. The cellar floor is rising up.
A hideout.
Oh. Do you hear what I hear?
Keep cranking. I look down the hole.
What do you see?
Martin, stop. Vampire.
What?
He's bound and gagged. I'm going down to bring him up.
Take him up.
Hamilton.
Oh, you're a right guy. Well, this is your finish, right guy.
Nice shooting, Mr. Davidson. He almost had me. Well, you got him all right.
Lucky he didn't come over to the ladder and see me. Go telephone the office. I'll take care of Vanderpump.
Okay, Mr. Davidson, I will. And there's somebody I've got to take care of, too. And right now... Federal agent. Open the door.
Just a minute. Oh, Bill, you fool. You said it was a federal agent.
And so I am. Here's my badge.
Why, you are. What do you want with me?
I've got to take you with me, Laura.
What for?
For stealing a G-man's heart. Be sure to read the interesting details of what a sharp-eyed G-man found in an apparently respectable mansion when the story appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. It will be found under the title, In the Dungeons of Rhode Island's Murder Mansion. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.